Let us pray. Loving God, you have sent Christ to seek and to save the lost. Without your word, we are lost and wandering. Speak to us, find us in our various places, and bring us to your heart in the power of your Spirit. Amen. A reading from 1 Timothy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, given me this work, and judged me faithful. I used to be a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man. Because of my lack of faith, I acted ignorantly. But God treated me with mercy, and in grace, the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus overflowed for me. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst. But for that very reason, I received mercy. So in me, the worst sinner, Jesus Christ displayed the utmost patience, making me an example so others could trust in Christ for eternal life. To the ruler of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the 15th chapter. All the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to listen to him. The Pharisees and their scribes grumbled about this and said, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them a parable. Which of you, if you have 100 sheep and you lose one, won't leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that's lost? And when you find it, you put it on your shoulders and you rejoice. And when you've come home, you call your friends and neighbors and say, "Come rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous people who don't need to repent. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins and losing one, won't light a lamp and sweep the house and search diligently until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors and says, "Come celebrate with me. I found the coin that I lost." So there is rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I can identify with that woman and that shepherd because I spend a lot of my time looking for things. I have a pedometer in my pocket that I get from our insurance company. They pay me to walk enough steps to be healthy. So I'm aware of how many steps I take, right? I average 13,187 steps a day. And you know what? It seems like about half of those steps I get looking for something. I go to this room, I go to that room, go back in there again, I go upstairs, I come back down. I left it over at the church, you know? I go back home, I'm sure it's at the church. I go back over there. And of course, I'm one of those who gets double steps. Because I go upstairs to get something, walk into the room and say, what am I doing here? And I have to go back downstairs, remember what I was looking for, go back up and get it, and go back downstairs. I got a lot of steps looking for things. I want one of those car keys that says, "I'm here! I'm here!" And I wish I could just stand in the middle of the house and say, "Hey, keys, where are you?" works with my kids. How come it doesn't work with my keys? You know, like Horton hears a who. Those little tiny who's down in Whoville. We are here! We are here! We are here! How many of you have lost your cell phone and asked your spouse to call you so you can hear it ringing and find out where it is? I remember when I was a little kid, I thought it was so unfair that when I looked for something all over the house, every single time it was in the last place I looked. Till I thought that through, well, yeah, once you find it, you stop looking. Except there are some things you never stop looking for, right? And it's not because you don't know where they are. And sometimes it's not because you've never found it. Sometimes it's because you have found it that you want to keep looking for that. Like love, or meaning, or hope, a sense of belonging, the assurance that your choices have been good enough, the confidence that your life is headed in the right direction, wisdom about what to do next. Sometimes there are some things that we never stop looking for. Sometimes you feel this sort of uneasy, unsettled feeling. It's because you're looking for something. And maybe you've forgotten that you're looking for something. We can do that. We can forget that we're looking. And then we forget what we're looking for. And we settle for something that's probably pretty close. Why do people drink? Because they're looking for something. Because you're looking in the wrong place. Why do youth join gangs? Because they're looking for something, right? They're looking for a sense of belonging, sense of purpose, meaning, importance. People are counting on them for something. They're just looking in the wrong place. How many of us spend energy looking for stuff that's not exactly what we're really looking for? We want everybody to agree with us when actually what we're looking for is the knowledge that we're beloved. We look for possessions, and what we're actually looking for is hope for the future. Sometimes we even forget that we're looking for anything at all. It's a different kind of energy. It's this dark, heavy, gray energy of having just totally forgotten that we're looking. We're done. It makes me so sad. So many people in the church who are just not even looking. I believe in Jesus. I'm a good person. I've got it figured out. That's all I need. And they've forgotten. And the thing is, that little woman looking for the silver coin, that little shepherd inside you, they haven't forgotten. Your soul doesn't forget what it's looking for. It will keep looking. And when we've forgotten, that's when we start looking for the wrong things or looking in the wrong places and we do stupid stuff. There's another little bit of energy that we have sometimes around looking that's maybe the scariest of all. It's when we feel that we want to look and we want to stop looking. Because, you know, all that stuff that we're really looking for, love and hope and connection with the world and all those things, we're really, actually looking for God. That's really all that any of us are always actually looking for. We're looking for God. And we get lost looking for possessions or power or esteem or all sorts of other things. And the hard thing is that looking for God is hard work. And sometimes it's discouraging because we have all these images of what God ought to be like and what we're looking for isn't there because God is different than what we think. And when that happens, we get discouraged. And so there's this other feeling that we feel. It's not the restlessness of looking for something. It's not that sort of depression of having given up looking. It's that anguish of wanting to look and wanting to stop looking. Wanting to just give up. Never mind. Why bother? It's too painful. That's why a lot of people don't come to church. Because it's too painful to look for God anymore. They came and it was boring or irrelevant or wrong or stupid or hurtful. And so they quit. And after a while, they start feeling like, okay, never mind. It's that little cry of sorrow that's maybe the hardest of all. And that little lament, that sad cry, sounds so horrible in our throats that we choke it back and we won't allow ourselves to even bleat out one little syllable of our discouragement. And then the next thing that happens is we do quit looking. But don't stop. Don't quit looking. Your soul is still looking. And if you quit looking for God, it will start looking for something else and pretend that it's God. If it's closest, you'll let it come. The problem is that we start looking for things that aren't looking for us. You can look for fame if you want, but fame doesn't give a rip whether you're famous or not. We forget that we're not looking for fame, we're looking for love. And love is the one who is looking for us. Christ has been sent to seek and to save the lost. And we're all lost because we've all gone looking and we've lost our way looking. And sometimes it seems so hard to honor that little voice inside us that says, no, keep looking. We'd rather just choke back that anguish and quit looking. But imagine what it's like for the shepherd. Imagine what it's like for that woman looking for the coin. If she has a silver coin, it's probably not a penny that you spend on groceries. A silver coin is probably part of her dowry. It's a symbol of what she's worth. It's a promise of love in her life. It's a representation of what she loves the most, what is most important to her. She's going to look for that coin till she finds it. She's not going to give up. And it doesn't matter how desperate you feel. That longing to keep looking, that is God. Imagine what it's like for the shepherd who has 100 sheep, counts them up, and there's one missing. Ah, it's that one who's always wandering off. And the shepherd knows what to do. He leaves those 99 in a safe pasture. And he goes off into the rough country, climbs up those jumbled, tumbled rocks, up onto that dry, windy plateau. He makes his way through those brambles and thorns that cut his skin. Makes his way down that uneven shale scree on the far side of the hill where the rocks are biting at his ankles, where he trips and falls and skins his knees, but he knows where he needs to go and he climbs down into that dark ravine and then he's silent and he listens. And there's the faintest whisper of the wind. Not much, just a little tiny. The grasses murmuring to each other, maybe a couple of crickets, the cry of a scavenger bird, and silence. And he listens with a silence that's deeper than that, until far off he hears one tiny little sound. That little cry of despair, that little lament, You can't believe what joy that gives the shepherd. I hear you. Keep crying. I know where you are. I'm coming. I'm here. I've got you. I've got you. Don't choke back even the cry of despair when you want to quit looking. Even that cry is what brings us to the one who is looking for us. Never stop looking. We're all looking. We're all lost. How else do you get lost but looking for something? We're all found over and over. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Precious God, you who love us so much, in the silence of this morning, we listen for what our souls most deeply want, and for your voice always looking for us. God of grace, we give you thanks for your unending love, for your spirit in us that does not cease looking for you, for your grace that you always know where we are and find us and bring us home. So we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.